Emily Telford, intuitive wellbeing coach and teacher. Most of you will know me through my business and social media as My Wellbeing Pal. I am the founder of the Hormone Balance Chakra program, and I coach women back to wholeness, giving them step-by-step tools and techniques that helps them to connect with her, H-E-R, that feminine energy that will allow you to heal, elevate and rebalance. I hope you enjoy the Honey Temple, allowing you to be your own damn queen. Welcome back to the next episode with the meditation for October. So if you haven't already watched or listened to the previous episode, please do that, just to get to understand the big themes, I suppose, for October. October is all about beginnings, and it's all about inspired action, sacred action, but not making a leap. We're still letting go of the old. We are still healing those old parts of us. We are still allowing ourselves to go a little back into the past if we need to allow that younger self to catch up, so that we bring him or her along with us. We have these big themes of dreaming and desires and believing in magic. Okay, we have been doing an awful lot of heart healing these past few months, really this past year, that is 2021. And it's important to give yourself time to integrate, okay? But it's so important to not stop. It's so important to not give up, okay? We have the energy of surrender. We have the energy of strength. And this will allow us to gain more clarity in our lives, to step into our purpose and our power. So we talked in the last episode about our wings. We connected immediately with the energy of the birds and how we all have these wings. We just haven't been aware of it before. So my hope and my intention in this meditation is that you get your wings back, is that you get your power. And with that comes clarity and abundance and peace and alignment. So I'm just going to, and also balance, and being told we have the energy of the Kundalini, of balance between the four bodies, your physical, mental, emotional and spiritual. So I'm just going to invite you to get comfortable wherever you are. Please just don't be driving. If you're driving, then pause this and come back to it. If you tend to fall asleep during meditations, then just sit up, but get comfortable. Grab a blanket, wrap yourself up. Have a glass of water for the end. Maybe light a candle, breathe in some lovely essential oils. Just allow the energy to come in. So obviously we are in the healing energy of the Honey Temple. I'm really feeling this beautiful healing liquid being poured into the crown of our heads. The healing liquid that is the honey, that is this healing elixir. And as you breathe in and connect with your breath, connect with your heart, bringing yourself fully into the present, I just want you to visualize this healing liquid going into the brain, going into the cells, going into all the little nooks, crevices in around the brain. We have the left and the right hemispheres of the brain. The left side of the body is connected to the feminine energy, but the right side of the brain is the feminine energy. The right side of the body is the masculine, and this is connected to the left brain. The left brain is all about creativity and intuition. On the right side, it's all about logic and the masculine and doing. The left is being. For many of us, our right side is knocked out of balance. I am being shown the Leaning Tower of Pisa. So we're wanting to bring this back into balance. these beautiful Libran scales. It is connected to the new moon in October on the 6th. Whether you're watching this or listening to this in the month of October, it is perfect. So taking a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And I'd just like to invite you to do three deep breaths, breathing in for three and through the nose, breathing out nice and deeply through the mouth for six. And that really allows us to clear energy that has accumulated in the throat chakra, in around the heart, stuff that we have suppressed, that we have kept in for whatever reason. I want you to visualize a beautiful ocean in front of you. Or you look down at your feet and notice your feet on the sand. And I want you to take note of your feet and take note of the size of them, because they will change by the end of this meditation. Many of us do play small in this lifetime. Many of us don't realize that we really are the giant in our own lives. Calling back your power, realizing you have these wings that you can fly, is really connected to the Lilith energy. And Lilith is like the original Eve, who wanted to be equal to Adam. And sometimes that energy is not accepted in this society, the energy of authenticity, of being your true self. It can intimidate people, it can scare people. But it is pure love. It's just being your true, authentic self. So allow him or her to step forward into the water, feeling the coolness of the water and the water elemental as it goes into the soles of our feet. And the soles of our feet are connected to our soul. That's why they're called the soles of the feet. The map of the body and the map of the organs in the body are on the soles of our feet. So allow the water to enter into these organs, rebalancing, cleansing, clearing. And I want you to strip off. It's important to be in a vulnerable place. When we are vulnerable, we are courageous. Courage is connected with the lion energy. Courage is connected with the heart. Vulnerability is connected with the feminine energy. So step forward into this cool water that is the ocean. The ocean is known as the womb of Mother Earth. Let her hold you at this time. Many of us, as I said, have been in our masculine energy of doing all of the time, and we are pretty exhausted in this side of things. We are tired. We are needing to rest. We're needing to heal, because it's not just us in this lifetime. It's like our ancestors, like it's been passed down through generations, where we've just been doing all the time. So many of us have been tired for a long time, and this is why. So just simply allow the body, as it walks into the water, as it connects with the energy of water, the energy of flow, the energy of healing, the energy of the mother, and feel yourself completely surrender. I want you to imagine that you're lying down on the water's surface, and you're floating there. You're just completely surrendering. You're trusting that you're not going to sink. And allow somebody else to hold you for a change. Breathing We are not superheroes. We are not here to wreck ourselves. Allow the old energy to leave the body into the water. And as you do that, I want you to feel yourself sinking underneath the water. Deeper and deeper and deeper you fall. With every out breath, you'll feel yourself becoming lighter and heavier at the same time. And you're going to go through all the layers that is in the ocean. You're going to fall deeper and deeper and deeper down until you reach the bottom of the seabed. And on the bottom of the seabed there is, it's like a doorway, like a trap door on the bottom of the seabed. So I want you to visualize just moving the ickiness that is at the bottom of the sea to the side. So you're going to find the door. The key is around your neck. Open the door. The door, you might need a key. It might just open, or you might just reach for it and it opens. There'll be different ways. Everybody's different. And for anybody that's maybe visualizing this and can't open the door, I want you to look over and you will see it's like an old shipwreck at the bottom of the sea. It's a wee bit like Titanic, only not as big. And for those, there is something here. There's a couple of items, maybe three items, symbolism that you need to rescue from this shipwreck before this goes up in flames. So go and search for those items now and then meet us back here. Trust whatever you're seeing. And for anybody else, we can go through the doorway. And it's a doorway, but it's almost like a doorway into the cosmos. It's I'm seeing you're almost like falling or rolling. It's like a wind energy. It's a wee bit like, it is a wee bit like the Wizard of Oz. And you're just going to trust and surrender. As you're flying through the cosmos, you're going to see people, things, items, and these are all things that are coming up at this minute in time as a gift for you to heal. We don't necessarily see these triggers or these things as gifts because they have maybe caused us pain in the past, or we are maybe struggling with dealing with them or knowing what to do or how to heal them. The important thing is just to have awareness at this minute in time. It's not to need to know how to fix, how to heal. It's just the awareness of the energy. And straight ahead of us is a beautiful big temple. And it is like the Akashic Library. As I said, the Akashic Records is this beautiful big old book of our soul. So I want you to think of maybe a question. Maybe think of something that you're looking insight or an answer to. Or you're looking for direction with. Or you're looking just for some help with. Or needing to understand something better. I want you to have a think what that would be. And you're just going to ask permission to enter this beautiful healing library that has all of the answers that you seek, that you you can have access to anytime you wish. And we have gatekeepers, there's beautiful gatekeepers, and that's why you ask permission. And if you get a yes, then these doors open, these beautiful doorways, these doors open, and this massive light hits you. And this is where many of us can run and go the other way, because many of us are scared of our own light. We're scared of a light, any light actually, even other people that are shining their light, because it reminds us that we're not shining ours. That's why we can get judgmental or jealous or annoyed or irritable. So just step forward. I want you to look around this beautiful library. All of these books. And I want you to reach your hand out and ask or feel or sense your book coming into your hands, coming flying out of the place where it was. And there's a lovely chair and a fire. You can go and sit down here. And I'm going to go quiet. I'm going to go quiet to allow you to open this book. And remember, many of us might see visuals. We might see words. We might have a knowing. So trust your imagination, your intuitive gift. For many of us, you might not even be shown the answer right now. It could be just like a symbolism, like it could be like one word, it could be one thing that doesn't make any sense. And what that means is it's going to be shown to you over the next days, weeks, months. And it's really important that you create this daily sacred practice with yourself, to allow your soul, your guides, to allow God, whatever your belief system is, to communicate with you. If we don't slow down enough and be present, we won't be able to connect. We won't be able to hear our higher self or hear the guidance. Just allow in yourself to sink into that chair. Get nice and comfortable. Look at your book, feel it, sense it, smell it. It's the book of you. Ask your question and then open the book. Feel for the answer, look for the answer, hear the answer, or simply know the answer. Going to close your book. Or if you want to stay in this place, you can pause this video, this podcast episode, and stay there. But for others, you're going to close the book. You're going to place it of your heart and you're going to say thank you. And you're going to have so much gratitude for you. You're going to open your hands and allow the book to go back to its place in this library. You're going to turn around, walk out through the temple doors. The library doors, you're going to give thanks, you're going to walk down the steps, you're going to walk along the corridor, so the corridor on the way back is not as intense as it was on the way here. Walk in through the door that is in the bottom of the sea. You're going to come out through the door. You're going to leave the door open to leave this access to this higher self. You're going to come up through, you're going to swim up through the water. You're going to notice that it looks very different. As you come back through, it's much clearer, it's not as murky. And as you come up to the surface, and I have a card here for those watching on YouTube, and it's called the beacon. So it's just an image of a massive cliff with like almost like a lighthouse at the top of it. Beacon of light. It's very choppy water, so you're going to come out of the water, you're going to look up and you're going to see this cliff. I am being shown, for those that live near me or know this image, actually it's the image in my video Mussenden Temple, but almost I'm in the water and this cliff, it looks like a Mussenden Temple. Actually it was a library, you know, that's originally what it was built for, so that makes a lot of sense. Very special place in my heart, in Castle Rock in the north of Ireland. But for others that are listening to this in the podcast, just visualizing a cliff with a light at the top, with a lighthouse at the top. And simply the words we're getting is, shine on, be the beacon. So if you think of the energy of a lighthouse, it allows ships to navigate back home. It's important for us to keep our lights on. It's important for us to shine, because somebody else will see that and that will help them. The more you are your true authentic self and you shine as brightly as you're meant to, just by being you, the more that gives other people's permission to do the same, to be seen, to be heard, to be accepted, to be loved. I'm just going to invite you to walk out of the water. I want you to feel how tall you are now as you walk out of the water. I want you to look down at your feet and see how your feet have grown. This is truly who you are, who your soul is. Vibrant. Not playing small. Listening, connecting with intuition, soul, higher self, knowing who you are. And you can repeat this meditation anytime you wish, anytime you want to answer anything in the Akashic Records, or look up anything, or get clarity on anything. And if you didn't get a huge amount of clarity, there can be other reasons for that. You could be very, very tired. You could have a lot of excess energy around that just needs cleared, or you need rested first. And you can come back to this at any time, and it just might not be the right time, right? want to thank you all for listening, for watching. And I'm sending you so much love for this month of October. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the Honey Temple so that you're notified when I upload a new episode, and please share it if you feel that this will help others. Have a great day.